Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 123. Apple announces new Fitness Plus workouts, Apple Watch activity challenges, and Apple Watch event is scheduled. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We'll give you the news you can use in minutes. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this podcast episode, we will discuss Apple's announcement of new activity challenges for Earth Day and International Dance Day occurring soon and additions to Fitness Plus. We will also talk about Apple's event scheduled for Tuesday, April 20th at 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. There's a lot happening, so let's go to the show and talk about them. Apple has two Apple Watch activity challenges coming up in the next couple weeks. We wanted to ensure you knew about them and how to achieve the award. For those who may have just got an Apple Watch and don't know about these activity challenges, let me take a brief second to catch you up. Apple Watch activity challenges are meant to promote using the watch for fitness and act as a way for Apple to guide users into taking advantage of the workout tracking features. You can see the grayed out award in your fitness application on your iPhone. The actual awards are beautiful works of graphic artwork. I have always said on my podcast, these should be made into physical awards so they are beautiful and can be a lasting memento of a special day with a family or a loved one. Completing the challenges with any workout app that logs data to Apple's fitness app will unlock the virtual achievement on the iPhone, Apple Watch, and in Apple's Messages applications. Let's now talk about Apple's new announcements. The first event is coming up fairly quickly. Earth Day is Thursday, April 22nd. Apple will again be holding their annual Earth Day challenge, and I will try to earn this award. This is one of many great activities to participate in on Earth Day, and this is Apple's way to mark the annual event. There's also a new event right on Earth Day's coattails. Apple is also launching a new International Dance Day challenge. Let's now delve deeper into the events with the details on the two challenges coming up for the Apple Watch users and how you obtain them. First up is the Earth Day challenge. Again, Earth Day is on Thursday, April 22nd, and only on this day you can get the award. Do any workout for 30 minutes or more to earn this award. You can scroll through the workouts application on your Apple Watch. There are numerous activities from walking to rowing. Record your time with the workout application on any app that adds workouts to the health function. It's spring and it's beautiful, even here in Alaska, so get out and celebrate the planet. The second activity award is a week later and on Thursday, April 29th. It's an International Dance Day challenge. On International Dance Day, you can earn this award by doing a dance workout of 20 minutes or more. Record your time in the workout application. You can see graphics of both these awards at the Mac Minutes website at https://macminutes.blubrry.net. These activity awards come in sync with an Apple launch last Thursday of an entire new category of workouts on Apple Fitness Plus. I found this interesting as one of the three was suited to my capabilities. I'll explain this further in a second. Apple Fitness is pretty new and has been adding activities consistently. Apple Fitness Plus, the first fitness service built around the Apple Watch, is introducing even more ways to make fitness welcoming and inclusive to all brand new workouts geared specifically towards pregnancy and older adults, as well as several new yoga, high-intensity interval training, or HIIT, and strength workouts for beginners. These new fitness programs are designed to help users build confidence working out, no matter their fitness level, whether they're just starting out, trying something new, or getting back into exercise for the first time in a long time. Jay Blonick, Apple's Senior Director of Fitness Technologies, said in the announcement Thursday, Apple's Fitness Plus is integrated with Apple Watch to build on the goal of helping people live a better day by being more active. With more options for getting started and staying active and healthy during pregnancy, as well at any age or fitness level, we hope even more people will be inspired to keep moving with our amazing team of passionate trainers, he finished. I am most interested in the workouts for older adults, since I am one, so I'll cover that in detail. I found some of the other workouts too intense, and I have some physical limitations. I am glad Apple has realized not all of us have the epitome of fitness capabilities. This program for older adults helps users stay active at any age with a focus on strength, flexibility, balance, coordination, and mobility. Many of the workouts are done with light dumbbell or just body weight, and others show modifications with a chair or against the wall. The workouts are all 10 minutes long, just as the Mac Minutes podcast, and can be done on their own or other Fitness Plus workouts using the modifications users learn in the program when needed. Let's now move into Apple's announcement for a public event scheduled for Tuesday, April 20th at 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. We had the timing pretty much right on here at the Mac Minutes podcast. Many had it speculated for last month. Anyhow, the best way to view the event is on YouTube. Of course, Apple hasn't announced the content, so this is purely my speculation. My guess, it will focus on versions of iPads. To be more specific, several iPad refreshes should be coming for the iPad Pro, iPad Mini, and the low-cost iPad. Next, a third-party Apple Pencil is very possible for the next iPad Pro models. I would also expect several other accessories, such as cases, AirPods, charging batteries, and more. There may be even a revision to the Apple TV. And lastly, the AirTags. Predicting this one has been a challenge. This one has thrown me, especially last week when Apple opened the technology to third parties, but they may have opened it up to expand the market and the use of the Find My application. For those unfamiliar with AirTags, they're small trackers that are equipped with Bluetooth and are designed to attach to important but easily lost items like wallets, cameras, and keys. AirTags can be tracked right inside the Find My app alongside iPhones, iPads, and Macs, so you can keep an eye on all of your important belongings in one place. What will make AirTags superior to its competitors is its features and tracking capabilities using Apple's expansive network. Also, I would be not surprised if I didn't see a MacBook Pro Computer Edition with the new M1. So those are my predictions for next Tuesday, and we will talk to you soon after the event with a special midweek Mac Minutes podcast to see how much was correct and all the details. I'd urge you to join the Facebook Mac Minutes podcast group, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. If you have a question or an idea for a podcast, please reach me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we post news and events are at Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. That is all we have for this week's podcast. For all the podcast listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well, getting your vaccines if desired, and look forward to next Tuesday's event. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Chartable, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you soon as we venture onward on the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. I hope you have a great week ahead, and we'll talk to you in a few days.